Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duca.
Hello, Bab Duca here. I apologize for the way that I sound, but the reasons will soon become apparent. Today's podcast is a review of the Overdoor Home Cervical Neck Traction Kit by SpineRite. As you no doubt know, cervical traction is designed to relieve pressure built up in the neck by essentially pulling on the cervical spine the way you might do for a kinked up garden hose. The brochure for this product states, and I quote, "While most cervical traction devices are complicated to use and hard to install, you can mount the Overdoor Home Cervical Neck Traction Kit over the top of any standard door without any tools or permanent installation, using it anywhere in your home," end quote. Well, that's all true enough. I won't argue with this point. I've used many cervical neck traction kits in the past, and they were very complicated to set up. The way the product is meant to work is thusly. A simple strap goes under the chin, and that strap attaches to a bag that can be filled with water to provide the necessary traction weight for your neck. Fine. It all sounded like a good plan. But here's where things went horribly wrong. SpineRite's Overdoor Home Cervical Neck Traction Kit is supposed to come with a durable water bag that holds up to 20 pounds, or approximately 2.4 gallons of water. This is meant to provide the appropriate amount of counterbalance pressure, which to stretch out one's hypercompressed neck. Because I trust SpineRite, and because I was very excited to try out the product, I didn't compare the size or fill capacity of the bag given to me to the dimensions specified in the side of the box. I just filled the bag up with as much water as I could. Turns out there was a mix-up at the factory, and that instead of a 2.4-gallon water bag, I was using an 8-gallon bag. I also didn't use water, but instead I used buttermilk. It also turns out that buttermilk is much, much heavier than water. According to the lesbian paramedic who came to my rescue, I had upwards of 79 pounds of spine-ripping pressure ravaging the stem of my torso. To make matters worse, I had strapped myself into the chair I was sitting on because I naively wanted to make sure that there'd be enough pull on my compressed spine. Well, the Overdoor Home Cervical Neck Traction Kit compressed my neck and then some. It was very, very painful. Passers-by thought that someone had filled a kiddie pool with Rice Krispies because of all the snapping, the popping, and the crackling. I know that sounds like a joke, but I'm not kidding. These people had every reason to believe that nearby was a large bowl of cereal and not the ravaged spinal column of a terrified man. Large wooden spoons in hand, these non-English speakers gawked at me for over an hour before they realized their mistake and called for help on their prepaid cell phones. The doctors say that with lots of rest, ice, and this black market steroid drip, my neck should go back to normal. But for now, my head holder upper is not only sore, it is cartoonishly long. Medievally long. My neck has been stretched to National Geographic pictorial of a remote African tribe degree, and for that reason I cannot, and I will not, recommend this product. Overdoor Home Cervical Neck Traction Kit by SpineRite. You got it spine wrong.
Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.